Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Hassan. I'm joined, as always, with Black Trey and Big Jerv. We got a great show for you guys today. But first, www.patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you go. Become a Patreon. Unlock all types of extra access content. The overflow episodes for Bomb, the OG show, the Cinephobe watch-alongs, the Cinephobe special edition episodes, a new Cinephobe thing that we launched recently, which is the extended cold opens. If you've been listening to Cinephobe for a while, you've seen the episodes go from an hour and a half to 2 hours long. That's because we talk about so much side shit. And so now, instead of just dumping it on the cutting room floor, Mays is taking those long conversations and putting them into a separate pod that appears only for the Patreons. You don't want to miss it. It's good, fun stuff. Also, watch longs for the NBA games, access to Discord. There's so much stuff. Become a Patreon right now, patreon.com/countthedings. And for a couple of bucks a month, you can unlock all this extra access. All right. Did y'all see the nigga that was in the Ja press conference? And said, asked him,
you know who that was, right?
Hey, no, was that BSO?
That was DJ Paul.
No way.
Yeah. That was DJ Paul.
Yeah.
One you cannot trust.
Wait. Wow. Like, wait. DJ Paul, yes. DJ Paul?
Yes, nigga.
Yeah, man. DJ Memphis. Paul. He's not talking about DJ Paulie D. He's like,
I mean, y'all so in the mix, it might be a DJ out here by the name of Paul that y'all call DJ Paul. You know, I don't know. Y'all know I'm everybody.
I'm not going to loosely just say that, but the aggregators obviously was like, who let NBA Twitter in there? And then we found out that it was DJ Paul, which made sense because the nigga was like, bro, he couldn't think of the nigga name and all kinds of shit.
So like, great. Let me just recap it for everybody who doesn't know. DJ Paul apparently was in the Ja Morant press conference and asked the question, yo, how do you feel like, as you've been suspended, all these people talk about players that are better than you that aren't. And John kind of gave him kind of like a diplomatic, like, I don't know, like who would they talk about? And this nigga DJ Paul said, like, Tyrese Halliburton, like the dude that played for the Knicks, what's his name? They had to let him know Brunson. Yeah, like Brunson. And John just kind of laughed and said, nah, it's cool, man. Like, I don't really get into all that. Which I thought, like, it was a funny reaction. He seemed to be very gentle with whoever asked the question. Now it makes sense. It's a legend, man. That's DJ Paul. Mm-hmm. Dog, one you could not trust.
Shout out to DJ Paul.
Leave your weed around me. That shit go get smoked up. You leave your drink around me. Please, that shit go get drunk up. No, that's the, I hate this nigga verse ever, man. This nigga said, you leave your bitch around me. Please, you get stuck, man. That nigga said he going to smoke your weed, drink your drink, and fuck your woman if you leave them around him.
What you going to do about it?
What you going to do about it?
Speaking of Ja, bro, those clips of him in the court, when they asked him, was it jewelry real? And can he throw a chest pass? Like, that shit was funny. But, like, is it me or that more of these fucking court case clips look very silly?
Of course.
Like, the Young Thug like shit.
God. My man,
so ridiculous.
The man who read the lyrics, he said, like, I'm afraid of 12. 12 is afraid of when I was 12 years old. I had a friend whose nickname was 12, who was a neighborhood bully. I'm like, what? He's like, I got bodies. He's like, bodies? Given his sexual promiscuity, he's had sex with a lot of women's bodies. And I'm like, this white man is like, it like literally even kill. He's like, I killed that shit. He's like, killed in hip hop vernacular means did really well. And I'm like, what the fuck is this nigga doing?
I came to court and I killed the court.
This motherfucker was out of control, but the Josh shit was funny too, because when the lawyer said, you punched him, how? Show me how you punched. Like right now? Like, yeah, this nigga went like this, and you hear the cameras go, shh, oh, like, oh, damn. Yeah. That was me. I would have pump faked. I would have been like, stop flinching.
That shit's crazy, dog. Crazy to be famous, gotta suck, dog. To brew,
oh man, brew, like it's brew. But like, especially, but I'm gonna say this, this is the part that I feel badly about Ja, because this nigga had a normal life up until maybe like 5 years ago. Like a lot of these other kids, like LeBron ain't had a normal life since he was probably in the seventh grade, man, or even sixth grade or something like that, right? Steph Curry's never had a normal life. His dad was in the NBA, right?
Yep.
A lot of these guys did not have normal lives. They were fucking a big deal. Eric Gordon was a big deal, like, as a freshman in high school, right?
Yes.
Niggas did not have normal lives. And then you got, like, Ja Morant, who's like, this nigga had a normal life and played on a small team, small AU team that nobody really knew, and went to Morehead State. And then, like, his freshman year, I was like, NBA people were like, oh, he's pretty good. But it wasn't like that. His sophomore year, he blows up. You're the number two pick. And now all of us, and you got this whole city that's a really fucking blue collar city. Let me put it that way. Mm-hmm. Riding with you hard. There's a part of it. I'm like, he didn't know. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you a lot of shit Ja does or did. He thinks no one's going to notice. No one's going to mm-hmm. find out. He living in a bubble where he thinks it's just his boys and maybe a couple of people here locally. He don't understand or did not understand.
He thinks his audience is the 1%.
Yeah.
He thinks his audience is the 1%. Like, I'm just talking like it's you and I. Straight up. You know?
Were either of y'all nervous when y'all saw him go live?
No.
I didn't see him go live. He went live recently?
I think he had like a reaction to like, it was something he did where it was like counting down the days. And it was just him live and he was just sitting there. And I'm just sitting there just like, oh my God, like, please don't let something just pop up in the background, my nigga. Like, please, bro.
I hope so, man. I talked about this on the radio today. I said, man, there's one thing that'll make guys, quote unquote, act right. It ain't your mama. It ain't your daddy. It ain't your girl. It ain't your coach. It ain't your GM.
It's touching and
not your agent. It's more than the money though, Trey. It's your basketball mortality. When you mm-hmm. come face to face with the idea like, oh, this shit could all go away right now. Because here's the thing. 25 games is tough to be away from your team, sure. 25 games of money is tough to lose, for sure. But I'm going to tell you, I bet you $100, one of the toughest things for him, whether he admits it or not, is sitting out of these 25 games and realizing, oh, it's not a weekly thing where, where's Ja, when's Ja? Nobody gave a fuck. This league moved on. We done fell mm-hmm. in love with new guards.
Niggas are here talking about Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson. Yeah.
It's a wrap, dog. We moved on from you. Now, mm-hmm. it's like niggas might think,
you gotta win us back.
I kill. Oh, when I'm gone, they're gonna be like, this shit is whack without him. Nobody even thought that. Maybe people in Memphis because the Grizzlies have been struggling. But mm-hmm. no, the rest of the basketball world fucking moved right on. And that's the dirty
Alexander.
Everybody. Look, everybody. You think, oh, how are they gonna survive not having LeBron? We'll move on off of him too.
Oh,
they
I said
that about Michael.
When Shaq first retired, and it was like, dang, bro. I was like, bro, yes, there will never be another Shaq. But you know how many talents we've seen? Like, I remember the first time Magic Johnson retired. I remember when Michael Jordan first retired. Yeah. I jumped ship so fast, nigga. I had my Grant Hill jersey and my Penny Hardaway jersey at 9, 10 years old.
Oh, niggas, it was on with on.
It. Well, hold on.
The fuck on? What's up?
When it comes to dudes like, and I, Maybe you are correct, but and in my eyes, I just feel like we've been lucky. Like, there was a dull moment. We move on from players like Mike, Kobe, and LeBron, but like there's a dull moment where we have to find who that next person is, right? And when those individuals had all been close to the end or whatever, outside of Mike's first retirement, we've already kind of had identified who the next person was. I don't feel like we've identified who that next person is right now. If LeBron was the role, like, there's no real.
I don't think we did. Like Mike's first, like you said, like Grant Hill.
Not Mike's first one. That's different. Okay. That's different. Mike's first one's different. I mean the real one, like the pre-Washington. Nigga, we had identified Kobe.
We was on Iverson and Kobe, nigga.
That's my point.
And Vince Carter.
But that's my point. We don't have that right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I kind of feel like motherfuckers really fuck with some of these players right now. They're not quite at that level. But, you know, like, to be honest with you, like, yo, when Mike retired in the second half, Kobe hadn't even started a game. The nigga was coming off the bench. So,
yeah,
like, the idea that, like, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, for instance, I'm just picking him as a name, can't be that guy. Like, why the fuck not, man?
Yeah.
Or Tyrese Halliburton or any of these young guys coming up. Or Tatum or Ja or Zion if he gets his shit together. You know, like, I think these guys all have an opportunity. You got to go out and grab it. But the reality is this. At the end of the day, if you are someone who thinks this shit is about you and then you get removed off the board,
but you see, you notice that the board didn't get tipped over. Niggas were like, oh, fuck, God. Niggas just kept moving. If you're Ja, you got, there's got to be a feeling of like, fuck, man, they moved off of me quick. Quick. Like, it went from, we're talking about Ja all the time because how great he is, to we're talking about Ja all the time because of the silliness he got into, to we don't talk about Ja no more.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Mm-hmm. That's tough, man. That's a tough thing to feel like. Like, it's one thing, like, if you see your ex, he's like, fuck that nigga, da-da-da-da. But when you see your ex just living her life, oh, shit, man. She out here getting, they adopted a dog? She pregnant?
Life without you, brother.
Life without you is hard.
Speaking of suspensions, bro, what do we think about this Draymond Green thing? Now, they're talking about counseling and things of that nature. Like, the nigga said he didn't realize he was holding Rudy Gobert that long. Do you believe that?
This is why... It's either A, you absolutely need counseling. Shout out to Ryan Clark and the guys at the Pivot. But it's one of two things. Either this nigga needs counseling for real, if he really blacked out within 30 seconds of a game, or this nigga's lying. And if so, he's lying to himself more than anything. And that means he still has another problem of some sort. I get it. He hasn't committed any crimes. He hasn't done anything dangerous. He hasn't hurt other people outside of a basketball court. I get that. And that's not to say that that's not appreciated, but also in the great words of Chris Rock, what you want, a cookie? I never beat my wife. Like, congratulate. Like, come on, man. Bitch, it ain't hard. It's 450 players every day. They go out there and they play. And
he another one, though. The beat goes on. The beat goes on.
It will go on for sure, but his memory will be more devastating because y'all niggas was the shit. Mm-hmm. And you could not keep your shit together.
And you look at you can't even hoop on the court with him, bro. Like, it's not even about being a hoe or not responding. You're not even expecting it, bro. He's just bombing on niggas and tackling niggas. And he's just like, what is this? This is who? Like
every time. I mean, we've all played basketball. Some of us at a collegiate level. Some of us just some random pickup shit, right? But I can count on one hand, and it's not going to take all five fingers, the number of times I hit a nigga in the nuts inadvertently. Twice? One time I was going for a rebound and my leg kicked up and it hit the dude. One time I swiped for the ball and in hitting the ball, bop. Twice. That's a bad month for Draymond. Like, when you have multiple nut shots, like, don't, you can't tell me like, oh, that's just basketball. No, because all these niggas are playing basketball and they're not doing it.
Yeah.
People all over the world are playing basketball. They're not doing that.
It's not even entertaining.
Grayson Allen can come back from the nut shots, pause. Draymond Green can come back from being a repeat offender.
No, because you know why? He black. And also, not even about him being black. The thing is, that nigga intentionally be out here trying to be an enforcer to niggas that ain't enforcing, like going against his team. Yeah. Like that Nurkic shit was the craziest shit I ever seen, because the nigga just did like a Zangief spin and just hit him. And then was like, oh, I didn't mean to. Like, when you lying like that, that's crazy. It's one thing to be like, I lost my temper. But like, you just hit niggas and lying in a press conference is crazy. Like, it ain't no film on it. That's not good for the game, bro.
Players don't admit when you did something wrong all the time. Sometimes.
No, but Jerv, clearly.
My nigga,
like, Trey, brother, like,
Trey this, got so this, disgusted with me.
I'm just saying, clearly, the nigga didn't show up and said, he didn't say, man, I'm out of control. Like, I really messed up. There's never a time like, I messed up, that's my bad.
There's no accountability.
I'm apologize, but you know, I don't apologize, but I'm apologizing to Nurk because I didn't mean to hit him. I was just trying to, like, there's always an excuse, and sometimes you just got to be like, especially, I won't say sometimes you got to be like, whatever, but especially when it's like, nigga, this is the fourth suspension in the year 2023. In 9 months, this is his fourth suspension.
You know,
at some
crazy
point, you got to be like, I'm that out of control.
A nigga got more suspensions than Pistons got wins. That's sad. What the fuck going on in Detroit?
I'm going to tell you what's going on, man. I think this nigga just... They're just swallowed in a chaos of loss, losing. You know, it's one thing to be a bad team. It's another thing to lose that many games in a row that poorly. These niggas, I just want to be clear. I watch a lot of Pistons games because I like watching car crashes. They're not losing like on buzzer beaters. Like, oh, we almost had them. They're getting blown the fuck out.
They get next shit beat the fuck up for sure.
Shout out to the Sixers.
Shout out to everybody.
And I also think that they have players that can help other teams, good teams. But it's a lot of stinky together.
Yeah, exactly. They got players that might be able to help some other team. And then they got players where I'm literally asking, why are you in this league? What is it that you do? What is your thing? I could look at Patrick Beverley. What do you do? Like, I defend. I bring energy. Okay. All right. I look at Seth Curry. What do you do? Like, I shoot threes, bro. I'm a great shooter. Like, okay. I look at, pick a guy. Like, I look at Austin Reeves. Like, I put the ball on the fork. I'm a playmaker. Like, everybody in the league, I'm not talking about stars. Stars are stars. I'm talking about just guys in the league. What Nick Claxton, what do you do? I block shots. Okay. Isaiah Livers, what is it you do? What do you do, bro? What?
Yo, it was one roster. You're not locking in. The Wizards had a roster, put out a roster like that too one time. I was like, who the fuck? You know what? I don't even care. Monty's such a good dude, but
this motherfucker said we're starting to figure shit out. This is like four losses ago. Starting to figure shit out?
Yeah. Cause I know they off him. And for all that money he got paid. Boy,
he might be off them. He might be off them.
Yeah,
they're off him. He might be off them.
Mm-hmm. But the how do you second, even fix that shit, bro? Like, I know that. Yeah. Listen, I've been on a team that lost for a month straight before, and when I say a month,
that's a long time.
A month, my nigga,
a long
like,
time, man.
Last time these niggas won a game, three team meets,
it's like October or some shit, right?
October 26th, right?
28th. So Halloween hadn't happened yet.
Oh, that was homecoming weekend.
That's crazy. That's Halloween a long ass happened. Time to not win no games. Like, and you gotta still go to practice, and you still gotta be motivated to suit up for the games. Like,
there was 2-1 to start the year.
Damn.
Hey,
2-1.
Mentally, think about that. Mentally, the approach you gotta have to be a professional every single fucking day, despite. You haven't won a game since fucking Halloween. That's fucking sad.
If I had unlimited resources, I would make a one of them in the arms of an angel commercials and say we need to find homes for some of these guys. Cause like Asar Thompson, brother, you don't need to be there, man. You don't need to be learning this shit, man. You need to be going somewhere. You need to be like your brother, man, learning how to win, being around good vets, all that stuff. Like what you doing right here? They're wasting your life, bro.
Isaiah Stewart,
save him. We need to save him.
He could be an enforcer. Cade Cunningham.
We need to save him. Cade Cunningham, we need to save him for sure. Because of all those things that I just made, he looks the most like a nigga that's about to like fall apart and just say, I don't give a fuck. Let me just get my numbers. Mm. He's the most at-risk youth on that team.
Free Cade Cunningham.
Yeah, man.
Isn't that what's called on their squad? Bogdanovich?
Bogdanovich, yep. Yo, you need to. Elderly, man.
The fact that team's been trying to trade for him for like 2 years and Pistons like, nope. That's fucked up.
That's abuse. That's abuse.
That is
second round picks, and let's keep him moving, baby.
What do we think about the Wolves?
I think that shit is real, bro. I think that shit is for real.
I mean, can they win 50 games?
Yes, they will.
Yes, I think. Absolutely. I think they're gonna win 50 plus. They're defending like a motherfucker.
Almost.
Yeah.
19.
Look, they're defending like a motherfucker. You know what I mean? Gobert moving his feet. Towns had 40 mm-hmm. last night.
Towns locked in.
Anthony Edwards is fucking lovable. Might be the face of the league, nigga.
That's a good call. That's my favorite youngin' in the league. Outside of Tyrese Maxey.
You know what he needs? He needs that conference finals. Like,
yeah, just one.
I thought you was gonna say he needs to get out of Minnesota.
Well, I mean that too, but hey, no, if they can go to a conference finals and he has some like bomb ass games, win or lose, mm-hmm. I think he turns into something even bigger. Yeah. He's already on his way. Like,
yeah, he's on his way, bro. He's likable. You know, amazing campaign by Adidas. I can't front. They're kicking ass. They're doing the right things. They're likable. You know what I mean? And they got Mike Conley over there. They got some vets, bro. That's like really kind of keeping that shit structured. It almost just reminds me of a Utah team, but they actually gonna win something. So, it's interesting. The Cavs are falling apart.
Well, even before the injuries, that's my most disappointing team because I thought they added Struess and Niang, like they would take that step forward, and instead mm-hmm. they done regress back.
They got Garland hurt,
500 team.
You got Mobley hurt.
Mobley, so yeah.
Does that open up a trade spot for Spider Mitchell? Where does he go? I could see him in Philly. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Nah, I'm good. I was good.
Maxi Priest.
I'm good. I thought I did. And then niggas convinced me that I didn't. So I'm good. Mm-hmm. I don't want nothing that's gonna slow up Maxi.
I told you that though early on in the season.
Yeah, y'all. It was y'all. Yeah, that's what I said. I'm giving y'all your credit. Yeah, I did. But I'm good now. I don't need any of that, yo. I just
also
let this thing cook.
Just want to shout out Embiid, amazing numbers his last 10 games. Mm-hmm. Some of those numbers, he didn't even play the fourth quarter. Just mm-hmm. dominate, yeah. Playing great basketball. Yeah,
45 in less than 30 minutes against Charlotte.
Yeah. He's doing his big one. You know what I'm saying?
The league's good, bro. That.
Keegan Murray last night had 45, 12 for 13 from the three.
47, I thought, right?
Well, he got a layup after that, but he was shooting the blood out that bitch. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. He was cashing the fuck out. And the crazy thing about it, a week before, I mean, he was in trade rumors for OG Anunoby and Pascal mm-hmm. Siakam. And niggas mm-hmm. was like, we don't want no damn Keegan Murray. This motherfucker's this motherfucker lit it up. But it also is a testament to the league that it could be anybody's night.
Yeah, man. That's how that shit works.
That shit can go crazy.
Yo, you know what's crazy?
Mm-hmm.
I was no, just quick, question about Embiid, real quick. What's he got to do to be? I don't really care, but it's just more wondering what's he got to do to win the MVP again? Because I feel like his name's not like the name. He's having a much better season. I know it's super early, and I know he's probably like in the top whatever. But I feel like if you are the MVP and you're having a better year, I feel like you should kind of be the front runner. Am I tripping?
I mean,
again, it's early, and I'm not concerned with it. It's just more so just.
I mean, that's what happened. That's what happened to Jokic a year ago.
Yeah,
I mean, had a better year.
I don't think it's going to be a voters fatigue, but I think that he just needs to continue to keep the play up and stay healthy. I mean, I think the games played is going to be very important. Like, I think shouts to Kawhi Leonard too, playing. He hasn't missed a game this season. Knock on wood. And Clippers are 8-2 in their last 10, so they've really been bumping and they've turned things around. I didn't expect this from the Suns. Brad Beal had the worst luck ever. Comes into training camp with bad back. Then rolls his ankle, so now he's out several weeks. Not sure what they're going to do.
All right. So, again, www.patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in, getting all that extra content. For Big Jer, for Black Trey, it's Amin telling you to stay black, motherfuckers.